or other, to me, to my family and the community I come from, it's something huge, something that we didn't expect. But it also means that it's an encouragement, it's hope, it's a future, and it's something that it will be driving me to my last breath.
You lead an organization that works to empower people with disabilities. Can you describe for us just two ways in which you are helping to empower people?
Many of persons living with disabilities, especially in our areas or in my country, don't get jobs. Even if they had gone to school, they get education, they have degrees, they have masters, getting jobs according to their types of disability, it's very difficult. So empowerment is the only option we have to get our livelihood. So small businesses and initiative that are income generating projects, those are the type of empowerment that I do. If you are capable of selling fish, we'll give you all the equipments and an amount of money that you're going to buy your first startup and you start. If you are capable of selling vegetables, we'll do that. If you can work in, for example, one of the initiatives that I have done is called individual businesses. Each and every person to get their own businesses according to the areas of where they come from. And one of the initiatives that I did is turning public toilets into income generating projects. All the public toilets, I got a partner, renovated the public toilets, and then now we hired cashiers, cleaners, those people who will be transferring funds from the projects to the bank, and they get salary out of that. And some youth groups and women groups and also persons living with disability groups, those who are not working to the project, they become suppliers. They supply the liquid soap, they supply the toilet papers, they supply water. So that's how also the other group get their income, as suppliers to the projects.
Now, in terms of peace building, I mean, everywhere you look these days in Africa, you see conflict. I'm sure also the people of disability that you deal with, they also have conflicts. How do you do it? How do you bring about peace?
I brought peace because persons living with disability needs a peaceful environment so that they can work and earn their livelihood. But we found out that we cannot work if our people are jobless and they are lured to conflicts, they are lured to drug abuse, they are lured to violence extremism, they are lured to radicalization. They're lured into many, many groups and gangs, and they become robbers, they become terrorists, they become so many things. So this is where now, in regards to peace, I thought also I should include into my program youths, women, and persons living with disability to give them income-generating projects that they will keep them busy. And of course, they will be generating money for them now to stop whatever they want to do.
Ms. Hamisa Zaja, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk with us, and congratulations.
Thank you also for the opportunity. Thank you for the platform.